Let us start on Daf Ayin Vav Amad Aleph from the Tana Rabbanon. The Tana Rabbanon, Tanina Laha, the Tana Rabbanon. Kulay Lamaila Miyud. If the whole Chaloin is Lamaila Miyud, Umiktsasai Besaych Asore, or Kulay Besaych Yud, Umiktsasai Lamaila Miyud, Ma'arvin Shnayim, they want, they can be ma'ariv separately, v'imrotzu ma'arvin echot. And if they want, they can be ma'ariv together. So the Gemara asks, hashta kuloi l'mailo miyud, u'miktsosoi b'soich yud, amrit ma'arvin shnayim. If the whole thing is l'mailo miyud, in a miktsis is toich yud, amrit ma'arvin shnayim, v'imrotzu ma'arvin echot, that a miktsis is sufficient. Kulay b'seich yud miktsasay l'mayla miyud miboi. Zu vein tzorech loy mezuktani. So the Gemara said that the Baraisa is zu vein tzorech loy mezuktani. If I had a shtikel ha'ore, I was under the impression the gather of zu vein tzorech loy mezuktani is when there are two halachas and you can figure out the second halacha from the first halacha, so there's a kasha, why was it necessary to say the second halacha? So there's a seida of zu vein tzorech loy mezuktani. But here, lechayre, it's much worse than that. It's not pshat that you can figure out the second halacha from the first halacha. If the first halacha said that if there's a miktsas of the chaloin toich yud, so that is sufficient. So if you have more than the miktsas, you have three quarters of the chaloin there. So this is not a halacha I could figure out. I'm repeating the first halacha, and I'm saying if a miktsas is good, you're not only a miktsas is good; three quarters is also good. L'chayra the lamdas of zu vein tzorech loy mezu pastach nishdo. So it could be. The Mavoya Talmud, Mesechtes Broches, says, what is the gather of zu ve'in tzorech loy mezu? So he says as follows. Rebbe shoma b'rishoyne loshen rishon. He first heard this halacha. V'kosvoy. V'shuv shoma loshen sheini. V'kosvoy. And then he heard the second loshen, and he wrote that. Afal pi shein tzorech klal. Mikomokim kosav divrei hatanoim ashekibetz va'osav. The get of zu vein tzorech loy mezu is pshat is Rebbe heard two members of tanoim. He first heard a member of a tane, and let's say in our case, that says that a mitzas chaloin b'seich yud is sufficient. He heard this memre and he paskin like this memre. So he wrote down this memre that a mitzas of the chaloin is b'seich yud is sufficient. Then he heard a second memre from a different tane. That second tane said that roiv of the chaloin has to be, roiv of the chaloin has to be toich yud. This was a memre of a different tane. Now let us think for 1 minute, what is pshat in this second tane? The second tane that said that roiv of the chaloin has to be toich yud. Why did he say roiv of the chaloin has to be toich yud? So pshat is that the second Tana held that it is only good if Reiv of the Chaloin is Teich Yud. If a mixes of the Chaloin is Teich Yud, it is not good. The second Tana is like a Chaylik on the first Tana. Well, Rebbe wrote this, the Halach of the second Tana, he told us as follows, you should know, I paskin the mixes is good. It is not pshat, is that, that's a dovo muskim. La Halach, I'm paskining a mitzis is good, but there is a tane that holds only roiv is good. But la Halach, I'm telling you a mitzis is good. And I'm about to give us roiv is good. But the reason for telling us roiv is to be meidia us that it's not a dovo muskim. There was a machloikis tanoim in this nekudit. Now la Halach, Rebbe is paskining according to the first tane. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rab Yoichanan. Chaloin ogul tzorich sheyehei be'akeifoi esrim ba'abot tvochim. A chaloin ogul. If you do not have, as we had learned in the Mishnah, that the dimensions of a chaloin in order to be ma'arev achas is has to be dalet al dalet tvochim. So Rab Yoichanan said, chaloin ogul you have a round chaloin, the circumference has to be 24 tfachim. Ushnayim umashu mehem b'toichyut. And since we need that a mikzas of the chaloin has to be toichyut, so we take shnayim umashu, and we learned last week, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if shnayim umashu is going, that you need a goiva of shnayim umashu, that's how the Rivan learns pshat, and Rashi learns, psashver Rashi, that Shnayim umashu, that the 2.5, two tvachim and a mashu, you take away, of the hekev has to be toichyut. Sheim yirabenu, so memele, if this will be done, so when you'll make a ribu, a nimtso mashu, besoichyut. Frag the Gemara, michdei kol sheyesh behekefoi shloisha tvachim, Yesh boy berach boy techach. So the Makshin asked, and Rabbi Yochanan, we have a klal that the circumference is 3 times the diameter. So since you need a chaloin of dalet al dalet, so it would be sufficient a circumference of 12 tvachim. Betreiser sagi. So the Meiri explains that the Makshin did not understand what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. The Makshin understood, he knew that you need a chaloin dalet al dalet. If it has to be square or round, he didn't know if there's a difference. You need a chaloin dalet al dalet. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's round, you need a circumference of 24 tvachim. So he asked Akasha, why do you need a circle? If you need, the criteria is dalet al dalet, so be sufficient if you have a circumference of 12. Because you have your dalet al dalet. That was his kasha. Bechdei kol sheyesh bekeifo shloisha tvachim, yesh bei beroich bei tefach, betreiser sagi. So he answered him, hani mili bigula. So he told him, no, that would be right if it is sufficient. If it is sufficient to have a dalet al dalet be'igul, so then you're right. So then it would be sufficient that we should have an eagle that has a circumference of 12 tvachim. Avo beribua bo'inon tvei. But beribua, we need more. So again, the Meiri explains that the Makshin still didn't understand what he answered him. He told him, so you need a circumference of a merube. That's what he answered him. He says it's not sufficient a circumference of a circle. You need a circumference of a merube. So he asked him, so if you need a circumference of a merube, you still don't need 24. Mirdei kame merube yeser ala igul. How much is a square more than a circle? Revia. A quarter more. So if the circumference of a circle is 12, so the perimeter of a square is 16, is bishitzer sagi. So he misunderstood him, the Meiri says. He thought he just told him that it's not sufficient a dalet al dalet of a round chaloin. You need a square chaloin. So he said, good, if you need a square chaloin, so Vaita says, you need a perimeter of 16. But how do you jump to 24? So now he explained to him, he says, Hani mila gula denofik migoi ribua. That means, if that klal that you said, that a square is a quarter more than a circle, that is pshat, if you had a circle and you want to make a square, so memela, so that is true, so the square is a quarter more than the circle. Avo ribua dinofik migoye gula. But since we're speaking about something else, we have a round chaloin, and we have to figure out how big should this large chaloin be in order to inscribe in this chaloin a square? Avribud and nafik migoyegulo beinon tvei. You need more than you need. Is it then 16 is not sufficient? My time emishim mulshe de karmese. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Hani mili bag bigulom. Kidas, when is the circumference of 12 enough? Kidas roichev dovarogel. If you make something that has the width of a round object. Havi tefach. So then there's this cloud that kol sheberoch by tefach. So then there's shloisha tvachim bekeifa. But if you're making the roichev of an eagle, then you have to understand, you only have this roichev only bemtsoi. And we need dalet, not dalet al dalet of a circle, we need dalet al dalet of a square. She roichev bedaf noisav kemidas emtsoi, that the roichev of the sides are equivalent to the roichev of the emtsa, not that it's niskatan like a circle, that you have in the whole square, you have one standard roichev of dalet tvoch. So he says, also you need a chaloin of a roichev of dalet tvochim is beshitzer hekev sagi dalet hekev lechol ruach de merube. So memele, so if you need a dalet of a square, so a perimeter of 16 would be sufficient. So he answered him, hani mili de sagi ba'atfuye rive. When is it sufficient? When you add a quarter more? Lemehevi shitzel, and that 16 would be enough. Bigula de nafik migai ribua. That means if you have a circle that's in a square, that's inscribed in a square, kigoy. Chaloin merube dalet al dalet hekeife shitzel. If you have a chaloin, a square chaloin that's dal, so the perimeter is 16. Vimaaglis migavoi, and if you now inscribe a circle in this square, then roichiv dalet elo bemtsoi, a circle only has the roichiv bemtsoi, islei hekeifa treise, so then this has a circumference of 12. Utveyalei merube revia, and the square is a quarter more. That means altogether, the square is a quarter more than the circle. Abel hocha, but in our case, the boys, lemin ket ribua dalet al dalet. I need a square of dalet al dalet. Vekeife shitza, and the perimeter of this square is 16. Dalet lechol ruach. Begoy gulon, I have to inscribe the square in a circle. Levad my demadlis me gule. Besides that, what you take off from the eagle, that means you want to add on the eagle also. That means if you take off of the eagle, you're blind with a square. So then, if you want to add this on also, boy, keifa tvei. So then, you need a larger circumference. Kedei leminkit begave mulshe de ribue. To put the corners of the square, to put this in, into the circle, the have dalet hein valachsaino. So you have dalet plus the alachsen. So that means in order that the corners fit into the square, you have to put in the alachsen that goes from one corner to the other corner in order to inscribe this square in the circle. So memele, so 16 is not enough. Frag the Gemara, michdei. Kol amso beribua. So now let's figure out what the diagonal of this square is. The diagonal of this square is the diameter of the circle we're going to circumscribe around the square. So memele, michdei. Kol amso beribua. If you have a square amo al amo, so the diagonal is amso utrechum shibalachsoine. So the diagonal is 1 2/5 more than the side. So memeilem, so we have to multiply 1 2/5 by 4. So it'll come out 4 8/5, which is 5 3/5. Now we have to multiply 5, so the diameter of this circle, which is the diagonal of the square, is 5 3/5 tvach. Now we want to figure out the circumference of the circle, so we'll multiply 5 3/5 by 3. So 5 3/5 by 3 will come out 16 4/5, or the Gemara says 17 - 1/5. So b'shivsel naki chumshe sagi. So memele, so you could have a circle that encompasses a square of dalad al dalad, and the circumference of this circle is 16 4/5. So how did Rabbi Yochanan get to 24 tvach? Let us see Rashi. Michdei, let us see. Kol amsa. V'sagi lei, so it'll be sufficient, lahai igula, for this circle, bepusye de dalet tvachim, with a roichev of dalet tvachim, v'alach soina, beigula, in the igul. V'chol davar igul, v'chol davar ogul, every round object, shove midas alach soina, Lemidas ayem tzoy. That means wherever you go, you have the same alachsan. The ain lois obvious. It's kamet boy lemehevi pusye. So what is the width of the diameter? Dalit, 4 tvachim, tmani chumshi, and 8/5. Tahavalu chamisha utlas chumshi. So it's 5 tvachim and 3/5. Now, if you're going to make a circle with this diameter, kama have hekefe, how much will the hekef be? Chamesa pushri will be 15 tvachim, v'tisha chumshi and 9/5. Da'avalo shibsa naki chumshi. So that will be 17 - 1/5, that's 16 4/5. So we have Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So how did Rabbi Yochanan get a figure of 24 tvach? We can do it with 16 4/5. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan omar ki daini de kisri v'omri lo ki rabbonim de kisri. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Daini de Kisri, the Omri, they say, they had l'chayre different cheshbaynes. Igula migoy ribua rive. If you have a circle that's in a square, so the square is a quarter more. Ribua migoy igula palge. If you have a square in a circle, so the hekef of the circle is more than the square, palge, a half of the hekef of the square. So that means if the hekef of the square is 16, so memele, so the hekef of the circle is 16 + 8 is 24. So they had different cheshbonos, and Rabbi Yochanan went according to the Daini de Kisri. Zogt Rashi, ribua migoy igula palge. That if you want to inscribe a square in a circle, so in order to find the area of the circumference of the circle, you add on one half of the perimeter of the square. Ribua migoy igula palge boy le mishke mine palge dahai shiure de paish. You have to take half of the shear that's left over, the hain in the square, the hainu tilse. So altogether, this will be a third more of everything. The mikor, the havelu tatmanya michov dalit. This is 8. This is 8. It's the third. Tmanya michov dalit. Uparshelohu shitzer, and now is left over 16 for the square. The svira lohu, they hold the chol alachsoine hachi have. Supposed Rashi means to say, Nazeva is Tois von Toiswis, that the Daini de Kisri held that the Alachsin is double, the Alachsin is double the size of the square. The Alachsin is double the size of the square. So Memele, so the Alachsin of the square is 8. So Memele, so the circle has to be 24. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kedaini de Kisri. De Kosova. That he holds. Amso beribua trei amso balachsoin. He holds, that's how we get the Cheshben Hastis. That the Alachsen is double, the double of one of the sides. And this circle is 3 times the Alachsen. The lesser lahach the daini kisri. We don't paskin like the daini kisri. Kedo oma bepeire kame de suke. Doch kachazina de lavach you. It is not that way. The alachsen of a square is not double one of the sides. Shekol ha oirech va roichem loy have eletrayam. If you have a square, amo lamo. So each side alone. Is you also have 2 amas. So how could the alachsen, which is a shorter distance between these 2 points, so how could the alachsen be 2 amas? So Mamela, we don't paskin like the Daini de Kisri. Af al gav the hosom meforesh shaper milse de Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Sukkah, we also had a difficult Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah explains Rabbi Yochanan, and we had a mahalach to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Here, the only way we can understand Rabbi Yochanan if he holds like the Daini de Kisri. If the Gemara feels ois in Sukkah that we don't pass like the Daini de Kisri. So we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan either. How could the Daini de Kisri make such a mistake? They held that the alachsen is double the side of the square. It's not like that. For oi, now Taisus is asking a second kasha. The chiheche de koma, they told us 2 formulas. The chiheche de koma, igulo migoi ribua riva. They said, if you're inscribing a circle in a square, so the square is a quarter more than the perimeter of the square is a quarter more than the perimeter of the circle. Dahainu mikol haribua. So there, pshat is, you're taking the ribua, and the ribua is 16, and this ribua is a quarter more than the circle that's inscribed. It's a quarter of the whole of square is the, if you deduct a quarter, that's the circumference of the circle. Ochinami havelu leminket ribua migoi igula. If you want to have a ribua migoi igula, a square from a circle, so you want to say how much is the circle larger than the square? Tilse. So then, just like you're speaking legabe the surrounding, that which is surrounding the inner object. So just like before, when we had a circle was inscribed in the square, so we said that it is a third of the outside square. So here also the Gemara should have said that the circle that is surrounding the square is also a third, so this is a third larger, the outside circle is a third larger than the inside square. You should be speaking about the same should be speaking about the same things, about the outside, either the outside square or the outside circle. So the Gemara should have said, not palge, here you're speaking about the inside square, you should speak about, this is a third of the outside circle. Havle leminket ribua migoy igula tilse mikole igil. Shehu palge, that's true, shehu palge mina ribua shebifnim. That is a half of the ribua. But we should speak about the same oifen when you're inscribing a square or a circle. I have a leila minket the other way. Igula migoy ribua, a circle that's in a square, tilse mina igul shebifnim. If you want to speak about the inside one, so it's a third of the circle, which altogether will be a fourth. But Al Kaponim, why here does he speak about the inside square, and why there does he speak about the outside square? V'yesh mefoshim, d'dayni d'kisrei loydibru elo le'inyen karke shebesoich aribua ve'igol. Let us see, the picture in the Perish Chai is much clearer than the picture we have in front of us. So Taisva says that the Daini de Kisri were not speaking about perimeter, they were speaking about area. That is the picture 13 on page 155. They were speaking about area. The Le'inyin Zeh, Elinikalke Shebesech Haribua Ba'igol, about the area in the square and in the circle. The Le'inyin Zeh, in Legabi, the area, Divreihem Emes. Shekshetase ribua beis amois al beis amois. Let us see picture 13. If you'll make a square, and we have four squares in this square, it's beis amois al beis amois. Vetase igol bifnim beis al beis. Now you'll make an eagle that the diameter of this eagle is beis al beis. That's what we also have in the picture. The diameter of the eagle is beis al beis. V'oid ribua b'soich ha'eagle, and now you're going to make a square in this eagle. Timtze. So now we the square is inside a circle, and the circle is inside the outside square. Timtza biribua hachitzoin, the outside square, arba chatichais amalama. We have four square, four square amas. Ube igul mitoich ribua. Now the inside circle. Shalosh chatichais shel amalama. So the area of the circle will be three square amas. The merube yoiser al ha'igol revie, the outside merube is a third more than the inside circle. Uberibua apnimi, now we'll speak about the inside square, ein boiki in base. So this will have two square amas, sherehu chetzyoy shel chitzoin, because the inside square is a half of the outside square. Tahainu, and that is tilse poches min ha'igol. And this is a third less than the eagle. This is a third less of the eagle, and the outside square is a third more than the eagle. Yeah. Elishashas besuke v'Rabbi Yochanan da hoche tobe devreye. They made a mistake. V'hoyesvurim shalahekif omru, that they're speaking about the perimeter, and they were really speaking about the area. Hashtalsi shapir ma denokat palge. Now it's very good. That first he says palge, the palge da hakilkoi. We are speaking about everything in relation to the outside ribua.
הריבוע החיצן, כלומר, עיגולו מגוי ריבוע. ועיגול מגוי ריבוע, ריבר, כלומר, פוחס רביעה מריבוע החיצן. This is a quarter less than the ריבוע החיצן. Ribua migoi, that means that from the ribua chitzen you take a quarter less, and then you have the circle. Ribua migoi gula, on the inside square migoi gula, palgo mimashenisha bi ribua chitzen, this is half of the ribua chitzen. Al ribua pshnisha, shnisha bupu, al ribua pnimidu, nami chetshe shel pnimi. So, which is also the chetzyoi shel pnimi, but so we're speaking about the inside square in relationship to the outside square, and that is a palga. And the circle is a quarter less than the outside square. The Ritva wants to say that Ritva says we figured out Pshat the Daini the Kisri, and we figured out that they're speaking about the area, and Rabbi Yochanan couldn't figure this out. That's also a Psazai Leinita in Lehayomer. So he says that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a different type of a chaloin ogul. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about if you will take a square which is dalid al dalid, and you will use each dalid of the square as a diameter of a circle, and you're going to make a circle around this square. So it's going to come out that if, let's say, if you, so you're going to make four circles around, using each side of the square as a diameter of the circle. So the arc of each, that's surrounding each side of the square will be six tfachim. Because if the diameter of the circle is four, so the circumference is 12. So each arc is 6. Each arc surrounding the square will be 6. So he was speaking about a circular chaloin, but it wasn't with one hekif around. It was a chaloin with four circles. There was a circle on the, there was four arcs around each side of the square chaloin. So memele, so we had over there, we had 20 there, so there are, this circle, the hekif of this circle is 24 tfochim. That is what Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about. And that's what the Ritva wants to say. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Pachais mi dalet al dalet, or if it's yes or mi yud, so the chaloin doesn't help. Omar Rav Nachman lo ishonu ela chaloin shebein beis chatzeres. A chaloin that is between two chatzeres, so then, in order for this chaloin to be a Pesach between the two chatzeres, we need that the chaloin should be toich yud. Avol chaloin shebein beis batim. If you have a chaloin between two batim, afilo lemaila meyesorin nami, imrotzo la'arev ma'arvin echot. Afilu the chaloin is lemailo meyasor, it's also good. My time base command the molidomi. Now there's a Psa Rabbeinu Yoinesen that explains our Gemara. Base command the moli, and
So the Beni Yenison says as follows. Ubigmore mukim hodol amayla miyud amrinim ma'arvin shnayim davkek shuhu chaloin bekoysel shebechotzer she'enei mekure. This is a chaloin in a koysel shebechotzer that there's no roof over it. Avor bekoysel shebesoich habayis, but if you have a wall dividing one house from another house, shu bekure, amrinim beise keman demoli domi. Va'afilu lamayla miyud ma'arvin echod. Why? Lefi shederech habayis, in a house, the derech is lohosim safsolim oitevois svivois habayis. The shteger is, you have next to the walls of the house, let us look in picture 14, next to the walls of the house you have teves or benches, which are next to the wall. Ve'imkein afilu lemaila miyud ma'alvin, sherei kelemato nechshav nichet tashmishte. Is that cheshbin that you need, that should be toich yud, is only that it should be nichet tashmishte. If you have a mechitza yud that's mavdol, so it's called loy nichet tashmishte, and you cannot be ma'arev the two chatzeres. But if you have on the sides of the house, which they usually had benches there or tavis there, because of these benches, it was nichet tashmishta afilutz lamaila miyud, because you could just step on the bench and hand over from one bias to the other bias. So memele there, we don't need, we're not mugbol to a goyva yud. Eis ve'rovel Rav Nachman, so rov es takashet Rav Nachman. So what are you telling me that the whole din of goyva yud was only said by chatzeres, but by batim you don't need this? We learned in Abarais echodli chaloin shebein beis chatzeres. There's no difference if you have a chaloin bein beis chatzeres. Ve'echodli chaloin shebein beis batim. Ve'echodli chaloin shebein beis aliyas. Ve'echodli chaloin shebein beis gagin. Ve'echeli chaloin shebein beis chadorim kulon dal dal dalet b'soi chasorom. So let us see the Perish Chai, and we'll have all the tziyurim over here. Aleph, in picture 14, Aleph is a chaloin bein beis chatzeres, it has to be teich yud. Beis is a chaloin bein beis batim. Gimel is a chaloin bein beis aliyas. Dalid is a chaloin bein beis gagim. There was a mechitza that's mavdol the two gagim, and you have a chaloin. And hey is a chaloin bein beis chadorim. So it says, by all these cases, if they belong to different bailim, and you want to be ma'arev, so there are two tnoim. One tnai has to be dalid al dalid, and the other tnai has to be b'sei chasor. So we see klol, not like Rav Nachman. And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara Chatzeres, that Tnai, that you need it should be Teich Yud, this was only said on Chatzeres. Frek the Gemara, Vo Echod Liktoni, it says, Sai Chatzeres, Sai Batim, Sai Aliyah, Sai Gagim. And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara Dalad Al Dalad. That's the Echod is going on. That by all these cases, the minimum Shia of the Chalain has to be Dalad Al Dalad. But that halacha, that it has to be teich yud, this only applies by chatzeres. But by all the others, is halacha of basic command the mol yudami. Zot Rashi, lo ishna de boi teich asore, shebein shnei gagim. Vali bedarabon, so Rashi erakashe, why do you need a chaloin to be ma'arev? L'chayr, according to Rab Shimon, you could carry from one gag to another gag, it's called one reshus. Alibe derabon ad amri lekamon kishem shediyoyin chalukim lamata ka chalukim lamaila. They belong to two different peoples. You have to be ma'arev. Leimotzi letalta migag zelidach b'lo yeirev tilgime. Sagt der Gemara, lahai b'soi chasor. Now what the Barais says, b'soi chasor diktoni mishum chatzai reis. Frag the Gemara, vo echad liktoni. Alma kulon shovin. Sagt Mosa tilgime le'echali, demash me the kulon shovin, albo, alabo. That all of them are similar, that the minimum size of the chaloin has to be dalet. But the goiva, that matters by a chotzer, has to be teich. Yodim are the others, since it's a locha of basic, and the mal yodomi can be lemailam yodim. Fregte gemorre weiter, boi min ei rababe me rav nachmen, lul ha posuach min bayis laliem. Let us look in the perish chai, ois vov. So there we have a skylight that is between the bayis and the aliyah. Lul ha posuach min bayis laliyah, tzorich sulam kabua la tiroi, en tzorich sulam kabua la tiroi. Do you need a sulam kavua or don't you need a sulam kavua? Ki amrin in basic command the moli domi hani mili minatza avol bem tzoloi oi dil moloi shno. So there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yonason. So Rabbeinu Yonason explained, he had said before that the whole lomdis of basic command the mal yedomi is because it was the steiger that next to the kaisel there used to be safsolim or tavis. So therefore, next to the kaisel, acholoin lemaila meyud is also nichetash mishte because you just step up on the safsol. So he says, the chiyam rin on basic command the moli domi hani mili minatzat, vishederech balabayis losum sheido teivo migdos muchim lekaisola. Vederech oisam yochel ishtamish bachaloin. If you have next to the wall, you have a sheido teivo migdos, so you can always step up on them and use the chaloin. Shulamayla meyutvachim. Aval beemtza habayis, in the middle of the room, she'en dechli yisham shum davo ba'ilam. It's given the loy nichet ashmishtayu. So since it's not nichet ashmishtayu, if the ceiling is lemailo miyut, so it's not nichet ashmishtayu to hand down or to hand up from the bayis to the aliyah. Also la'arev b'neim, kiven shu lemailo miyut tvochem. Aydul Maloishna, the Bechol Inyan Amrinim Beise Keman the Moli Domi. Va'ave Keman the Loigviya Yud. Va'afil a Sulam Aloi Reitzoich. You don't even need a Sulam Aloi. V'yachilim La'arev B'neim Derech Oisei Lul. You could be Ma'arev with this Lul. V'yishtamshu Zeh Im Zeh. And the Aliyah will be Mishtamish. The Bnei Aliyah will be Mishtamish of Bnei Abayis. B'derech Shilshul, B'derech Zrike. They can hand over one to the other, b'derech shilshul. Ha'elyen le'tachtin b'derech shilshul. The elyen will hoist down to the tachtin. K'derech she'doyla oda mibor. Va'tachtin le'elyen b'derech zrike. And the tachtin will throw up to the dust. So me'mele, so he says the shayla was, even though normally the lomdus of basic command the mal yedomi is built on the fact that there are tevis and safsolim next to the kaisolim, so that enables to use the chaloin lemailo miyud. So, but it doesn't only apply to the sides of the bayis who adin beemtza bayis. So the Rav Shanisht. That is the shail of the gemara. Nochem, boi minei rab abba mei rab nachman, lul haposuach min bayis laliyah. Tzorich sulam kavua la'atiroi, ayin tzorich sulam kavua la'ati. Ki amrinim beise keman de moli domi, hani mili minatza avo behem tzoloi. Aydul meloi shno. Aydul meloi shno. Maybe, or, so that was the shaila. So tzorich sulam kavua la'atiroi. And we say, you don't say basic command the mali. So if you don't say basic command the mali, so then you'll need a sulam kavua a sulam kavua, we hear before, that's like a Pesach, so that's just like if you have a kaisel yud, and you have a sulam kavua there, so that gives it a tairas Pesach, what's ma'al v'mechot. So who adin, a sulam kavua will be ma'achid, is like a Pesach between the bayis and the aliyah. I ain't so sulam kavua latira, maybe can get away even without anything. Kim in the basic command of Mali Dami and Milam and Atzat. Our Bem Saloy Eidul Maloishno, we say basic command of Mali Dami, you'll slap over the bench. Omale ain't no tzorich. You don't need. Savo mino sulam kavua udainitzor. It means to say you don't need a sulam kavua. Ha sulam aroi tzorich, but a sulam aroi you will need. It merom arav yoyse ba min yumi amarav nachman echot sulam kavua. Echot sulam aroi ein oi tzorech. You don't need tzaya sulam kavua and tzaya sulam aroi. Zot rashi bayis valiyah shol shnei b'nei odom lu arube b'kakois o aliyah. You have a skylight on the floor of the aliyah. Valiyah gavoya mikaka bayis. Mi amrin in basic command the moli domi. Vahave command the loy gavoya sore. So it's equivalent that the arub is not gavoya me sore. Vahain sore sulam kavu aliyah isham bimokim a pesach latir malayv zem ze. Yloy vrin in command the moli. Uboi sulam lemehave ke pesach beinem kedemrin in bekeitzad ma'abrim. Sulam teres pesach olov. Minatzad bachaloin shebe koisel. That most of when you say basic command the mali, that's tafke minatzad. But over here, that was the shayla of the Gemara. And the Gemara firzois, you say command the mali afilu beemtza. Zog the Mishnah weiter. The Sfas Emes says on the Gemara before that what the Gemara says that by a bias abul chaloin shebein beis batim afilu lemailo meyasore nami imrotzu la'arev ma'arven echot. If they want, they could be ma'arev. But the Sfas Emes wants to say that here the halacha will be, if let us say we can have in the next Mishnah that when does it have a Teiras Pesach? If it has a Reichev till 10 Amis. If there's a Reichev of more than 10 Amis, then it has a Teiras Pirze. So Memele, as he wants to say, even though the Chiddush, Lo Yishon Ocholoin Shebein Beis Chatzeres, Avo Choloin Shebein Beis Batam, Afilo Lamaila Meyasor Enami, Imrotzu La'arev Ma'arven Hechot, if they want, it could be, they want to be ma'ar, they can be ma'arev echot. But if they want, they could be ma'arev shnayim, and it is not called poritz b'milui. It's not called poritz b'milui. That means, just like a sulam has a teiras pesach lahokel and not lahachmer, so huadin that base basic command the molly dom you take it nor a teiras sulam, because the furniture that is next to the wall is equivalent to a sulam. So memele, so lahokel it has a teiras pesach. So that means if there's a chaloin till yud amis, so memele I can use it for a pesach because I can reach it. But lahachmer, if it'll be more than 10 amis, it won't answer one on the other. Because it's not called poritz one to the other, because the whole pirtz is only through the sulam, and the sulam is not only a teiras pesach, lahokel, and not lahachmer. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Koisel shebein beis chatzeres. If you have a koisel between two chatzeres, Gavoya asore v'roichev arbo. The height of the koisel is 10 amis, and the roichev is 4 tvochem. Ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echot. So here, you're only ma'arv shnayim, because there's a mechitza between the two chatzeres, you can't be mishtamish one with the other, so it's only ma'arvin shnayim. Hoyo v'roishoi peiris, What if you had on the Rosh HaKoysel, which was Dalet Tfochim Y, Yet Peiris, Eilu Oilin Mikan Va'oichlin, Ve'eilu Oilin Mikan Va'oichlin, Ubovad Shalo Yeridu Lamaton.
So we have here a picture, and 156, picture 15, that from each side one can go up and eat peiris on the roichev akoysel. We'll see klar what the chiddush is. Obulvad shelo yeridu lematon, but they're not permitted to take these peiris down into the chatzeres. Nifritzo ha-koysel, what if the koysel became nifrat? Let's look, this is picture 16. There's a pirtze in the koysel. Is that so? Ad eser amos, if the pirtze is till 10 amos, ma'arv mishnai.
So memele, if they want, they could be ma'arv shnai, because till 10 amos, the pirtze is a teres pesach. Ve'im rotzu ma'arv enechad, and if they want to give him ma'arv echad, v'neishu ke pesach. Yaisel mikan, but if the pirtz is larger than 10 ames, ma'al vin echad vein ma'al vin shnai. Then, you can only be metalton the chotzer if they were ma'arev together. But vein ma'al vin shnai, it won't help. Zogt Rashi, koisel shebein shtei chatzeres. Hay de noket rochev arbo. Why did he say that the rochev of the koisel is four tvochim? Is not on the, because of the reisha. The reisha said ma'arvin shnayim ve'ma'arvin echad. So this halacha of ma'arvin shnayim does not depend on the roichev akoysel. This depends on the goyv akoysel. So if you have a koysel that's govoya yud, so even though there's a small roichev, it's ma'arvin shnayim. So that what he chapped on, that the roichev of the koysel is dalet vochem ishim seifer noketlo. The boy le misna ho yo b'roishoi peiris. Eilu oile mitkan v'oichlin. Ubulvat shelo yoyridu lemato. The choshev rishusa ba'an peinav sheim. That the top of the koysel is considered a bazundere rishus. We'll see klar what this means. So then there's a law you could eat al gabi akoysel. So on this din, the tane chapton, the halacha, that it has to be roichev dalet. Avol inyan mehevi mechitze. But in the other din that it says in the Mishnah, that is ma'al vin shnayim, b'choldu pus yahav estime. So whatever size the reichav of the koysel is, it says a teir estime. Ve'ein ma'al vin echot. And you can't be ma'arv together. U'bulvad shelo yeridu k'defrishes. Yaisa mikan have pirtze. More than 10 ames is a pirtze. V'havalu kulu k'diyoyrei chotzer achas. They're all living in one chotzer. V'imir v'kol achas latz. V'havalu k'chel k'mesei ruvon v'oisren eilu ala eilu. Zog the Gemara. Ein boy arbo mai. What will the halacha be? He says, we had be'emesin two halachas if the roichev akoysel is dalet tvochim. Halacha number one is, eilu oilin mikan va'oichlin ve'ilu oilin mikan va'oichlin. That is permissible to eat on top of the koysel. And we had another halacha that it is not permissible to take down from the koysel, not to take down from the top of the koysel to the chotza. So that is davke if it's arbo. Ein boy abo mai. Omar Rav, aver shtei rishuyoi sheiletes boy. Lo yozis boy afilo meloi nimo. Aver beiz rishuyoi sheiletes boy. Kiven de loi choshev le mehevei rishusa. Since it is not talet for him, so it doesn't have a chshivis of a rishus bifnei atzmoi. Botel legabi tervayu. So this area is botel to the rishus of the two chatzeres that it is next to. Rishus beis hachatzeres shol tois boy. Va'oisrin ze al ze, va'fil ha'roishoi osel letaltlo. The Taisus HaRosh explains as follows. Both halachas. If it is dalid, so it's choshev kechotzer bifnei atmoi. So this is a new area. This is not bottled to the two side chatzeres. Kechotzer bifnei atmoi shehu shel shneim shemutel letaltel bekuloi. So this is one chotzer. And the Sfasemis says, we're speaking about Kalim Sheshovsu in this Chotzer, that's a Chotzer Shalai Yirbu. But this is a Chotzer Bifnei Atzmoi, that is theirs, and Lo Yirbu, so Kalim Sheshovsu B'Chotzer is Mutal Taltal and Kol HaChotzer. So therefore, you're allowed to be Metaltal on the whole Roichev of the Kaisel. But you can't take out from this chotzer. That means this is to a private chotzer. To that you can't do. But in this chotzer, this is kalim sheshav subechotzer. But what if it is less than four tefachim? Is ein la aber beiris reshuyois shehi betayla. This is the lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. So this top area is bottle lachatzeres mikano lekam. So it is bottle to both chatzeres. She ein lam shem chotzer befnei atzmoi. V'chol mashehu umashehu. So every mashehu of the reichav of the kaisel choshuv kebeis chatzeres. If it's not considered a rishus b'vnei atzmoi, so every mashu is choshuv kebeis chatzeres. So it has in it beis chatzeres. So memeilach shemezis kolshuhu nimtzo moitzi mershus lishus. That means you have you have surrounding this kaisel to reshuyos nifrodois, which you now have to take from one to the other. And since this does not have a cheshiva, so it's bottle to both reshuyos, so memele, it has its kolol in the reichev of the kaisel, dinim of both reshuyos. So memele, say that, therefore, the reshash mutzitzich, though, where do we find the iser of shloyosis boy afilu molei nime? In a Rishus HaRabim, the din is pachas midalad, you're allowed to be metaltal. So, this is what the Taisus HaRosh L'Chayot Femfelt. He says, because here I have two Rishuyes Mishtam Shizu Bezus, I'm taking from this Rishus to this Rishus. So therefore, it's more common than a Rishus HaRab. So Rav learned Pshat, that the Tnai of Dalet Tvachim was lahokal. The when are you allowed to eat al gabi akaisel if it's dalat tvachim? If it's less than dalat tvachim, you're not allowed to eat al gabi akaisel also because you're metaltal mershus rishus. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar punfakel that the tnai of dalat tvachim was only said lahachmel. But if it's less than dalat tvachim, elu malin mikan va'oichlin. Then each one is permitted to take up from the chotzer to the kaisel. Malin mechatzer l'roishe, v'uad in the meridin, the mokim p'tur, punfakel. There's a din of a mokim p'tur, and ubota lekan u lekan lehokel. So fakert. Let us see Taisvis. Ubelvad shaloi yeridu lemato. So the Mishnah that says you're not allowed to take from the top of the kaisel into the chatzeres, the Mishnah is speaking about where you cannot be ma'ariv the two chatzeres. That is the Ivr in the Mishnah. Kaisel shebein beis chatzeres. Gevoy yasov v'chov arbo. So it is a kaisel. It's ma'ariv in shnayim ve'y ma'ariv in echot. And then it says you can't be ma'ariv echot. And then the halacha is you cannot take down from the Rosh HaKoysel into the Chos. Dafke, lefi she'ein Pesach b'neim. Since there's no Pesach b'neim. She'ein ha-chatzeres yecholun la'ariv yachad. You can't be ma'ariv the chatzeres. So therefore, you can't take out from the, you can't take down from the Rosh HaKoysel to the Chos. Because the Kelt, as we mentioned before, that the Reich of HaKoysel is considered a Chotzer shel Shneim Shaloi Irvu. Now each Chotzer is in it's a Bezunder Rishus. Now each Chotzer is a different Rishus. Chotzer Aleph is Reuben's Chotzer. Chotzer Beis is Shimon's Chotzer. She can't take. She's taking from one Rishus to another Rishus. It's a different Chotzer. She's taking to different Rishuyeh. So therefore, that's the din. Avol im yesh Pesach b'koysel zeh. But what would be if there'd be a Pesach in this koysel v'irvu and the two chatzeres were ma'ar? So memeile, so it's one big chotzer. Muta lohoyrid lohovi. So you'll be allowed to take down and bring lebotim in a chotzer and a botim malim ala koysel. Period. Then you'll be allowed to even take from the bottom to the kaisel. V'osi masnisen de loikerapshe. So now Taisvah says, but without an eirif, that's with an eirif. Not with an eirif, take even from the bottom. Well, because the Bimamish won big rishus. They were ma'ariv everything. So, I mean, the kaisel on top also is one big chotzer, and so then everything is mutter. But without an Erev, you cannot take down from the Kaisel to the Chatzeres. So Taisvis was, he must nisen the like Rab Shimon. So it comes that our Mishnah is not like Rab Shimon. Diladidei, muta lahiri de lahavi, afal gav de lahirbu. The Omar lekamon, Rab Shimon holds gaga is Chatzeres vekafivis rishus achas lekelim sheshopsu besaicha. So Mamela, we have to say that it's not going according to Rab Shimon. So Taisves inami afilu kerab Shimonosi. Umay lamato. So that what it says in the Mishnah, you cannot be moired milamato, not into the chutz and the labate. My lamato, lamato, labate, mochi isa bereish kol gaki. So the Mishnah can go according to Rab Shimon. Frag doch Taisves vim taima la rabbonon, but according to the rabbonon, it's sicher good way it goes. Amayos lohoyrid lamato lo chutz. Homoy de rabbonon de chatzeres rishus laatzmon. The shaila is according to chomim, if chatzeres and gagis is one rishus, but chatzeres is zich rishus laatzmon. Don't marav yud the beperik all gagis kshitim slom divra meil divra chomim gagis de chatzeres rishus aches de falkafivus rishus aches. Here, if I get gagis chatzeres is one rishus, so chatzeres, yeah. Vishom perish bekunteres, according to the Chacham and the Mutaloi, Tzim Echotzel, Lechotzel, Rabot. Vei virayim, Iberayisim, Idesanyos, Aman Sheikhotz, Aman Sheikh Mapeses. So, Iberzoi. Fregt doch Toisvis. So what is Pshat in the Mishnah according to the Chacham? Toisvis had two Mahalchim if it can go according to Rab Shimon. The goes according to Rab Shimon, so then we have to say Lamata means the bottom. But according to the Chachamim, it's Poshet. According to the Chachomim, if the Chachomim hold that it's permissible to be metalta from one chotzer to another chotzer, the kelim sheshav so bechotzer, so memela, so why is it also? The lek, ala meimed al gabi ha-koysel, keep in blei nichetash mishtei choshev kekalfev. On top of the koysel is not considered a chotzer, it's considered a kalfev. Lahochi hosa lahoyrid l'rabonon. The chotzer v'kalfev shtei rishuyis heim. The two rishuyis. Vimkein, afilu yesh pesach b'neim v'irvu. So then, Taisa said before, had a diik from the Mishnah that the whole, when is this only also when there's no pesach b'neim? But if it is, would be irvu, would be mutter. My ir ye koisel shebein shtei chatzeirois. If we will say that the top of the koisel has a din of a kalfiv, and from a kalfiv you're not allowed to take to a chotzer, afilu a ma'ariv, zafilu yesh loy koisel sheloy b'chatzeiro, afilu tzis koisel, yei osu lishtamish al gabov ichoshiv kalfiv. Yeah, why does it mean base chatzeiro? Vay mari, the vaday loy mitam kalfiv u diyosu. Elo mishum the osri adodi. Because you're not allowed to take from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Ay, v'hod eshori rabbonon mi chotzer l'chotzer. Ay, nedav ki kshloi ir v'kol chotzer l'atzma. When did the Chachomim say that, when did the Chachomim say you're allowed to take from one chotzer to another chotzer? That is davke when the chatzer is on a ma'arif kol chotzer l'atzma. So the loishrichimani the batim bechotzos in the chatzeres alone that you don't have the kalim of the batim because they weren't ma'arif. So memela then you're allowed to take from one chatzot to another chatzot. Avol irva kol chatzot la'atzma. But if every chatzot was ma'arif, so then gozrin and according to the chachamim dilma osi lafukimoni the batim. So there, since in the chatzeres we have money the bottom, so memele, so then you're not allowed to take from one chatzah to the other chatzah because you might go and take money the bottom. V'chein muchecha hu dan shei chatzah v'an shei mepeses bepeiri kol gagos. So that's what Tosis wants to say, that according to the chachomim, you're not allowed to take. It is speaking about, that's the Hagdome, Ma'arv and Shnayim. So it's speaking about that they were Ma'arv Shnayim. And so since they were Ma'arv Shnayim, so Mamela, now the Allah is, you're not allowed to take from one Chotzah to the other Chotzah, to look Elm Sheshavsu B'Chotzah, because given the Shchich Imonu Debatim B'Chotzah, he might take Kalim Sheshavsu B'Bayis into the other Chotzah. So therefore you're not allowed to be Moirid.